Lord Jesus, we thank you because we know what the angel just said is entirely 100% true. We know that no matter what the world says, no matter what history says, no matter what people try to make out of history, we know that the angel was accurate and that you have risen. You have risen indeed. Hallelujah. And we know, Lord, that this day, the most important day of our faith, the most important day of the church here, the most important day of our lives, is the day that we celebrate the truth that's truly a game changer. Lord, help us. Because there are many times where we feel like we're in the seventh inning stretch. We feel like we're not sure, we don't know, we're frustrated, we don't know what's going on, and yet, Lord, you tell us that the game's won, the victory's won. You did rise from the dead, and it changes everything. It really does matter. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, be pleasing in your sight, dear Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. As he said. It's interesting because Jesus, and as well as the angel, tells the people who are seeking Jesus not to fear. The angels tell those who are seeking Jesus that he has risen, as he said. And I really want to focus on those words, as he said today, because we're in a time and at a place in history where Barna Research Institute, that surveys people across the nation, just came out with a statistic that only 2% of the people that they surveyed said that Easter was the most important day of the Christian faith. 2%. So I want to make sure that you're not part of the 2% today when you leave here. Because if that's true, that explains a lot about where we are as a nation and where we are as a people and where we are as a church. And when I talk about the church, I'm not just talking about our particular corner of the church, but I'm talking about the whole Christian church. It kind of tells us how come to a lot of people we become irrelevant. It tells us why we're scared and fearful. We're kind of like the women who the Bible says in Matthew 28 were fearful, yet with great joy. Now, that kind of seems weird to me. They were fearful. They went away fearful, the Bible says, but with joy. How many of us do that? Really, think about this for a second. When you're really scared and you're fearful, do you say, "But I'm so filled with joy"? No? No. If we're fearful and we're scared, the chances are joy is a long way away from where we're at. Amen? But yet there was something about the angels moving that stone. There was something about the angels sitting there and the guards being like dead men. What does that mean? They were playing dead, right? They were faint. They fainted. I mean, you think about it, it's a pretty amazing story. I mean, they go out, they don't know what's going to happen, they don't know who's going to move the stone, they're going out on faith, they get there, and they're scared because they see the guards like dead men, they see the stone rolled away and an angel sitting on it. Have you ever wondered what the picture would really be like? I mean, it must have been something. And the first thing the angel says is, "Don't be afraid." Yeah, right. I mean, there is something about coming face to face with the supernatural. There's something about coming face to face with things that are out of this world, literally, that give us that kind of that fear response. You know, we don't understand. And yet, it's amazing because all they say is the truth. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. You see, it matters what Jesus said. It matters what his disciples said. It matters that they were willing to give their life for that wonderful testimony. It matters that they were willing to die because what they knew to be true, they could not deny. It matters that Jesus appeared to 500 who would then go and spread this throughout the world. It matters that history has to keep coming up with ways to say the tomb's empty, but we don't know why. Have you ever heard the stories? That always fascinates me as one who studied history to listen to people, how they try to make excuses for, well, it was the religious leaders. No, it was the disciples. No, it was this, it was that. Well, he really didn't die. He was just, come on. I think it takes more faith to believe that than it does to believe that he rose from the dead. Really. When you listen to the stories that people come up to make excuses for the empty tomb, it's harder to believe them. At least, well, the thing I haven't heard, which I figure is going to come pretty soon, is an alien and a UFO. Okay? I mean, it's going to come. It's just a matter of time. I mean, anything to try to excuse or figure out the empty tomb without it being what the angel said. Without it being that Jesus truly rose from the dead. Without it being the victory that's proclaimed, because if you believe the truth of the resurrection, it's a game changer. It truly is a game changer. It made those weak, confused, scared disciples into world changers. It makes us who believe in this no longer fear death, because we know that this isn't all there is. Isn't that awesome? I mean, so many people have made promises. Houdini promised to speak from the dead. Never happened. I mean, a lot of people have made promises. A lot of people have said things. But the reality is, the reason why we know what Jesus said is true, because the tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. And Jesus appeared to those disciples, the women that were running away from the tomb to find Peter. And he appeared to them, and he told them to tell the brothers to go to Galilee because they didn't listen. I told them before I told them at the Last Supper, I'm going to be betrayed, and I'll meet you in Galilee. We don't listen very well, do we? We say we believe the Bible, but do we really listen to what he says? Because I'm telling you something. If the resurrection isn't true, if it was simply an empty tomb because someone played a prank, then my life is totally different from what it is today. I was healed, and I almost died, and God healed me. The God that I serve is able to do miraculous things. The God I serve is outside of natural physical law. He can do things that are unexplainable. He provides for us his body and blood today, and we are totally confused as to how that can be. Is it because of me and what I say or do? It's not simply symbolic representative, because then Jesus is a liar, right? Because what did he say? This is my body, this is my blood. It's a mystery. That's why we call it a sacrament, sacred thing. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. It's a mystery how we can use this word that's written on pages and on my phone. I found out this last week, you know what? I don't miss my Bible anymore, like the physical Bible that you carry with the one that, you know, hurts your arm when you carry it. I don't miss it anymore because everything's on my phone. It's really weird. But I'll tell you something, the phone doesn't like it if you try to highlight with a highlight marker. It's a little bit different. I have to learn how to do that. But you know, it's amazing to me because the resurrection truly is a game changer. It truly is for us a pivotal point. It matters. And that's why I pray that you will leave here today with boldness, even if you're fearful, because you don't understand it, and you say, well, I want to understand it before I can say it. Even if you're fearful, be filled with joy and go forth and say, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. This is not the early service. You should be awake. I caught us off guard. Okay, let's try this again. So when you leave here with boldness because you know what Jesus said matters, you know what he did and how he lived and how he died and how he rose again matters, you know that the resurrection is truly a game changer. So when you leave here with your words and your deeds, you will say, Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. You see, that's the thing that the world's missing right now. That's what the world's missing. The world's missing us Easter people, us resurrection people. We're an Easter people, aren't we? The covenant God made with us and gave us our identity, and out of our identity flows our obedience, comes because we know he's capable of doing what he promises. Because if he's not capable of doing what he promises, we'd be crazy to put our trust in him, right? If all he said before in the prophecies in the Old Testament and everything that we read from Jeremiah and other places, if this was all just something that wasn't fulfilled in Jesus, then it would just be for naught. See, brothers and sisters, it is so important. Today is so pivotal. Each and every Easter, why do we celebrate the Lord's Day rather than the Sabbath? I always liked it when I had a Saturday night service because I said I did both. But you know, it's amazing because we celebrate the Lord's Day. Why? Because it is pivotal. And Jesus is our Sabbath. And so we celebrate the Lord's Day, which is Sunday, the first day of the week, because he rose on the first day of the week. It is pivotal to how we define ourselves, and it is pivotal to our covenant identity that we are obedient because of the resurrection. We know that our God is true, and we're a kingdom people. We know that out of the kingdom that Jesus has fulfilled in his resurrection, he has provided for us that kingdom that he promised that is not only here in this world, but for eternity. That kingdom gives us the authority and the power to go out and do greater things than he even did. Remember, he said that? If we don't believe what he said is true, would we have the boldness to believe that he can do things that are even greater than what he did? And he did a lot of wonderful things, right? I think Lazarus would argue that he did wonderful things. Remember? Raised from the dead. I think the demon-possessed people would say he did wonderful things. I think the people that were healed, I think the widow of Nain's son, who was raised from the dead, I think they would think he did wonderful things. And it's the Bible says that because of the resurrection, because we are kingdom people, because he has given us his authority and his power, and because what he said matters, we will do even greater things than that. Amen? You see, we have no fear. We have fear in the sense of awe, but we have the joy of the resurrection, the power of the truth behind us. We know that when he says something, it means something. It matters. It changes everything. Watch this. It matters. The resurrection matters. He's risen just as he said. He's no longer here in that tomb, but he's risen from the dead. He appears to the disciples. He appears to James. He appears to 500. He appears to the Apostle Paul. And the truth of his resurrection is the game changer. It makes everything else true. It makes everything that we believe, the forgiveness of our sins, the redemption, the promise of everlasting life, the power to live as his people, it makes all things true. People have died over and over again throughout history. As a matter of fact, the last few years have been the worst for martyrs. It may not be happening in the United States yet, but it's the worst for martyrs. And one of the things that always amazes people about these martyrs is their unwavering, unwavering faith in the resurrection. They recognize that even though they love this world, they love their life, they love the people around them, this is not the end, but it's just the beginning. Because of the resurrection, we know that we have life everlasting. We know we're a covenant people chosen by God, loved by God, and we know that we have that kingdom, the promised kingdom, not only that we walk in today, but that we have for eternity. Isn't that awesome? Does it matter? Yes. May you be a resurrection and Easter people. May you be a people who walk with the boldness to say, Christ is risen! Not convincing. How are we going to do this? Let's stand, because you get a better voice when you stand. Because when we leave here today, there are many people out there, and the statistics prove it, that need to know that we don't just say, well, you know, yeah, Jesus rose from the dead. But that we have, with boldness and confidence, the belief that what he said is true and what he promised is complete and fulfilled, and what we know changes our lives because Christ has risen. He's trying to get this to end. Christ is risen!
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen.